平成27年度、京都市立西京高等学校エンタープライジング科、前期選抜学力検査。リスニングテストは、A、B、C、D の4つのパートに分かれています。まず、A のパートです。これから、ジョンとさやかの会話を放送します。はじめに、英語で会話が始まります。次に、その内容について、英語で5つの質問をします。質問の答えとして、最も適当なものを、それぞれ、A から E から1つずつ選び、その記号をリスニングテストの答案用紙の答えの欄に書きなさい。放送は、会話、質問、会話の順に行います。途中でメモを取っても構いません。答えは、例のように書きなさい。それでは、始めます。
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Did you sleep well last night?
I did not sleep much.
Was something happening outside?
There were people talking outside, but it was not bad.
You must be tired after coming back from Osaka by bicycle.
Yes, I am, but I will be fine soon. This happens to me often.Because I travel a lot by bicycle.
So this is your last part of your bicycle trip?
Yes. I went around to many countries in Asia. Japan is my last Asian country, and then I will fly back home at the end of this month.
For how many months have you traveled?
Well, this is the 24th month.
Where will you be going after Kyoto?
My plan...is to go by bicycle to the Japan Sea and go to Hiroshima and then Nagasaki, and finally take a boat to Okinawa.
That sounds good, but it will be very cold along the Japan Sea.
I am ready for that. I have experienced very cold weather in China and Korea.
Oh, then you will be fine. Can I ask why you decided to go on this long bicycle trip?
It is a long story.I got the idea after I read about two people older than 60 running around my country. They were running every day and wanted to finish running around Australia in 1 year.
Really? But your country is so big. So, did they finish running around Australia?
They did. They started their trip on New Year's Day 2 years ago and finished on December 31st.
How did they do it? I am 25 years old, but I can't imagine running even 5 kilometers.
When I read their story, they finished running 1,300 kilometers. After that, I decided to start my trip on bicycle.
I really like your story. I feel I should do something too.
You are so young. You can do anything. Just believe in yourself.
Well,Then maybe I can start by cycling around Lake Biwa.
I see. Then you should do it.
Thank you. I will think about it. Okay, it is New Year's Day today. Let's go to the famous shrine near here.
That sounds exciting. Are we going to walk?
Well, it's not very far. Let's walk.
I can't wait to go. What time shall we leave here?
Let's go now before it starts to snow. The news this morning said that it was going to snow in the afternoon.
それでは、会話についての質問を読みます。
Questions.
Number 1. Why does John think he will be fine soon?
Number 2. What is John ready for?
Number 3. What does John mean by a long story?
Number 4. What is Sayaka going to think about?
Number 5. Why does Sayaka think they should leave for the shrine now?
会話を繰り返します。
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Did you sleep well last night?
I did not sleep much.
Was something happening outside?
There were people talking outside, but it was not bad.
You must be tired after coming back from Osaka by bicycle.
Yes, I am, but I will be fine soon. This happens to me often because I travel a lot by bicycle.
So this is your last part of your bicycle trip?
Yes. I went around to many countries in Asia. Japan is my last Asian country, and then I will fly back home at the end of this month.
For how many months have you traveled?
Well, this is the 24th month.
Where will you be going after Kyoto?
My plan is to go by bicycle to the Japan Sea and go to Hiroshima and then Nagasaki, and finally take a boat to Okinawa.
That sounds good, but it will be very cold along the Japan Sea.
I am ready for that. I have experienced very cold weather in China and Korea.
Oh, then you will be fine. Can I ask why you decided to go on this long bicycle trip?
It is a long story. I got the idea after I read about two people older than 60 running around my country. They were running every day and wanted to finish running around Australia in 1 year.
Really? But your country is so big. So, did they finish running around Australia?
They did. They started their trip on New Year's Day 2 years ago and finished on December 31st.
How did they do it? I am 25 years old, but I can't imagine running even 5 kilometers.
When I read their story, they finished running 1,300 kilometers. After that, I decided to start my trip on bicycle.
I really like your story. I feel I should do something too.
You are so young. You can do anything. Just believe in yourself.
Well, then maybe I can start by cycling around Lake Biwa.
I see. Then you should do it.
Thank you. I will think about it. Okay, it is New Year's Day today. Let's go to the famous shrine near here.
That sounds exciting. Are we going to walk?
Well, it's not very far. Let's walk.
I can't wait to go. What time shall we leave here?
Let's go now before it starts to snow. The news this morning said that it was going to snow in the afternoon.
これで A のパートを終わります。次に B のパートを行います。これから A と B の2人による5つの会話を放送します。それぞれの会話の内容は問題用紙に印刷してありますが、それぞれ1箇所ずつ放送される会話文と異なっているところがあります。その異なっている部分を書き出し、放送された内容の通りに訂正しなさい。なお、会話は1度しか放送しません。このパートでは、会話を放送した後、答案用紙に答えを記入する時間を30秒取ります。答えは例のように書きなさい。それでは始めます。
Number 1. On the telephone.
Where are you now?
I am on the train. I can't talk now. I'll call you back after I get off.
Number 2.At a restaurant.
Would you like to sit by the window?
Yes, I will like that view.
Number 3. Asking the way.
Excuse me, are you looking for something?
Yes, I want to go to the closest station.
Number 4. Introducing a friend.
Hello.It has been a long time. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. I would like you to meet my friend from Singapore.
Number 5. In the classroom.
Good morning, class. Let's talk about tomorrow's trip.
Great. I have many ideas. Can I talk about them?
これで B のパートを終わります。次に C のパートの書き取り問題を行います。これから米国の新聞で報道されたニューヨークで起こった出来事に関する英文を放送します。問題用紙の英文の下線部1から10にそれぞれ2つの単語を書きなさい。下線部には単語が2つ当てはまります。なお、英文はスラッシュのところで区切って読まれます。問題用紙の例題を見なさい。例題をやってみましょう。例題。
There isn't a train station near here.
この例題は、下線の単語の
There isn't
と
near here
が採点の対象になります。例題の
isn't
のような短縮形は一語とみなします。英文は一度しか放送しません。放送の後、答案用紙に答えを書き写す時間を90秒取ります。答えは例のように書きなさい。それでは始めます。
Last year in May, three friends living 137 kilometers from New York found envelopes full of money deep inside an old sofa they bought for $20. They were very surprised to find $40,000. They also found the name of a woman in the envelopes. They looked and found the woman who was very old. She was very happy to get the money back. She gave the three friends $1,000 and said to them,My daughter sold the sofa to a shop while I was in hospital. The money, she said, was from her husband. She just put the money in the sofa and didn't tell anyone. The three friends were very happy to hear the story and get $1,000.
答案用紙に答えを書き写しなさい。 これで C のパートを終わります。最後に D のパートを行います。これからボブとマークという2人の少年が登場する話を英語で放送します。1から5の質問の答えとして最も適当なものをそれぞれの選択肢 A、B から1つずつ選び記号で答えなさい。なお、英文は一度しか放送しません。放送の後、各自で説明を読んで回答する時間を40秒取ります。まず、問題用紙の説問と選択肢を見なさい。20秒後に放送を始めます。
Bob and Mark are two boys who often take their dogs to the park in the evenings. They always went to the park to play with their dogs in winter or summer, on rainy or fine days. When the boys played with their dogs, they usually took their tennis balls and threw them far into the park. One evening, after it stopped raining, they went to the park with their dogs. It was cloudy. When they got to the park, they saw an old shoe. They took the shoe and threw it far. The dogs ran and got the shoe back. Because there was only one shoe, the dogs together brought the shoe back in their mouths. The boys liked this new game, so they played like this for some time. It was time to go back home. So one last time, they took the shoe and threw it far away. The shoe fell near a tree. The dogs ran and came back with another shoe. The boys were surprised. Soon, they saw a man running after the dogs. He was shouting something. The boys could not understand what he was saying, but they saw he was running with only one shoe.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。